عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. This is our 40th session, Medina Book 2. And we are going to look at lesson number 25 today, بإذن الله تعالى. Lesson number 25, which is, as I just mentioned, the last easy lesson that we will take for a while. And that doesn't mean that the other ones are going to be impossible, but it just means that it's going to require a little more work. Okay, each lesson after this is going to be, yani, a little bit more intricate and require more memorization and concentration and will necessitate that you do the exercises. Like, there's no escape. If there was some way for me to hold you responsible, meaning, yani, to call you to account, meaning to punish you, huh, for not doing homework, wallahi, if there was some way to do it, I would consider punishing you. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "La yirham Allah man la yirham al-nas." Allah will not be merciful to those who are not merciful to the people. So you have been saved by the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. If it's my way, I think you should be called to account. You should be held responsible if you don't do homework. But ultimately, yani, the more work you do, the more you'll get out of it. Yarhamukallah. The more effort you make, the greater will be your benefit. And if you, you know, take it passively, then, you know, that's what you will get out of it. Tayyib. Lesson 25, English key in the back of the book, page 80. English key in the back of the book, page 80. In this lesson, we learn the following. This lesson has 5 points. The first one and the second one are the most important of them. And the rest of them are, yani, minor points. Number one, kana. The verb kana. Kana yakunu. We were introduced to kana in lesson 7 of this book 2. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about the sisters, huh? Jazakallah khair. But the punishment. Well, the punishment is for the brothers, not for the sisters. We can't punish sisters. They have escaped outright. Mutlaqan. Tayyib, lesson 25, English key in the back of the book, page 80. Page 80 in the English, key of the back of the book. Lesson 25, in this lesson we learned the following. Number one, kana. We were introduced to kana in lesson 7 of book 2. Kana wa akhawatuha. Kana and its sisters. We learn more about it here. Yani, more about kana. Kana is used in a nominal sentence. What do we mean by a nominal sentence? Nominal? We mean a what? A jumla ismiya. We mean a jumla ismiya. A sentence that begins with a noun. A nominal sentence. Kana is used with a nominal sentence. After its introduction, yani, after you take a nominal sentence and you introduce kana to it, then the mubtada of the jumla ismiya is then become known as ismu kana, and the khabar of the jumla ismiya is then called khabaru kana. And the khabaru kana is mansub. Okay, what we are saying here, right? If you have a jumla ismiya, you have a mubtada and a khabar. Okay? Subject and a predicate. Mubtada and khabar. This is how you describe these parts of the sentence. Generally, you say a jumla ismiya is composed of a mubtada, that's the subject of the sentence, followed by the khabar, which is the predicate of the sentence, which tells us something about the mubtada. Mubtada is what you begin with. The khabar is what you want to tell us about it. Khabar means news, right? Or information. Mubtada, alaykum salam, means something that you begin with. From bada'a, yabda'u, right? So we begin the sentence with the mubtada. And then we tell you the khabar. Khabar, we give you information about it. Okay, so for example, if you have a sentence, al-ma'u baridun. Al-ma'u baridun. The water is what?
Cold.
The water is cold. So the first word that you begin with is the mubtada, subject. And then the next word, which is the information that you want to say about the first word, is the khabar. So you say the water is what? Cold. The first word is called mubtada, and the second word is called khabar. Now, if you introduce the verb kana to that same sentence, which was a jumla ismiya, but now you put kana there, now we change the terminology that we use to refer to these words. That first word, al-ma'u, we don't call it mubtada anymore. Now we call it what? Ismu kana. And the second word, which was the khabar, in our original sentence, now it's called what? Khabaru kana. Okay, so these are terminologies that you have to remember. When you use kana in a sentence, the mubtada becomes ismu kana. And the khabar becomes khabaru kana. Alright? That's relatively simple. The second part of what they said here is the khabar. Khabaru kana is mansub. For example, al-ma'u baridun. Al-ma'u is marfu'un with dhamma, right? And baridun is marfu'un with dhamma. But when you put kana in the sentence, the ism kana remains marfu'un with dhamma. But the khabaru kana is not like the khabar of a regular jumla ismiya. The khabar of a regular jumla ismiya is marfu'un with dhamma. But the khabaru kana is mansub. Is mansub, okay? So that's what's going to change when you use kana. The mubtada, what was the mubtada? Remains marfu'un. But what was the khabar? Now it's the khabaru kana, it becomes mansubun. So you had al-ma'u baridun. Now you have kana al-ma'u baridan. Baridan. Here are some more examples. Zainabu maridatun. Meaning? Zainab is sick. Maridatun. Kanat Zainabu maridatan. Kanat Zainabu maridatan. Meaning? Zainab was sick. She was. Kanat. Notice that instead of kana, we use the verb kanat. Why did we change it to kanat? Because Zainab is feminine. Kana means he was. Kanat means she was. Kanat Zainabu. Zainab was maridatan. Second sentence. Al-jawu jamilun. Meaning? The weather is beautiful. Kana al-jawu jamilan. Jamilan. The weather was beautiful. But now it started rainstorming and snowing and the temperatures dropped below zero. It's no longer beautiful weather. Jayyid. Kana al-jawu jamilan. If the khabar is a prepositional phrase, what do we mean by a prepositional phrase? Shibah jumla. And a shibah jumla is of two types. One of them is what? Ja wal majroor. And the other one is? Zarf. 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 Huh? So, if the khabar is a prepositional phrase, in this case, harf ja, harf jar, and majroor. Ja wal majroor. Okay, shibah jumla. If it is a prepositional phrase, it remains without any change. Meaning, even though it's the khabaru kana, and the khabaru kana is normally mansubun, right? But if it's a shibah jumla, a jaw al majroor, it's not applicable. Okay, we can say it is in the place where it should be mansub, but it's not mansub. Okay? So, for example, al mudarrisu fil fasli. If you use kana, you say kana al-mudarrisu fil fasli. It remains fil fasli, no change in it. Okay, kana al-mudarrisu. Al-mudarrisu, which was the mubtada, becomes ism kana. And fil fasli is the khabaru kana, but since it's a prepositional phrase, a shibha jumla, jaa wa majroor, it remains unchanged. Any question? Okay, this is relatively simple. We have a jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar, nominal sentence, with a subject and a predicate. The mubtada and the khabar in a nominal sentence is marfu'un. Mubtada is always marfu'un. Khabar is always marfu'un. But if you use kana in that sentence, if you introduce kana to that sentence, now we don't have a mubtada and khabar anymore. This way, akhi. This way, akhi. Yeah. It's like this, like you point to the corner of the room. Now. Mubtada and khabar are always marfu'un, but now if you introduce kana to the sentence, we don't have mubtada and khabar anymore. Now we have ismu kana and khabaru kana. And ismu kana is marfu'un, so it remains the same. The mubtada becomes ism kana, remains the same. But the khabaru kana is not like the khabar in a jumla ismiya. Khabaru kana is mansubun. So that's the only thing we have to pay attention to. We have ismu kana and khabaru kana. Ismu kana is marfu'un, khabaru kana is mansubun, unless it's a shibha jumla, jaa wal majroor, remains unchanged. That's it. That's all it is to it. That's it. Alright, so inshallah we look at some examples, we look at the text, the dialogue, we see examples of it, it'll become more clear, we do some exercises with it. Inshallah it should be easy. هَذَا الدَّرْسُ سَهْلٌ أَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ نَعَمْ بَلَى بَلَى طَيِّب. Point number two, in this lesson we also have لَا يَزَالُ. La yazalu. It means he is still. He is still. La yazalu. Wala tazalu. She is still. Feminine form of the verb, right? La yazalu means he is still. Yani he is still sick. He is still rich. He is still the president. He is still my friend. He is still whatever, whatever, whatever. Unfortunately, that one over there, he is still. La yazalu kafiran. Allah musta'an. Allah yahdihi. Ameen. Tayyib. La yazalu. He is still. It is one of the sisters of Kana. Min akhawatu Kana. And acts exactly like Kana. Just like what we just went over. For example, Bilalun maridun. Bilal is mubtada, marfu'un. Maridun khabar, marfu'un. Bilal is sick. Bilalun maridun. La yazalu. Bilalun maridan. La yazalu Bilalun maridan. Bilal is still sick. Okay? Bilalun was the mubtada, now it becomes the ismu la yazal. Becomes ismu, remains marfu'un. Maridun is khabr. Khabru la yazalu. So becomes mansubun. So becomes from Bilalun maridun, marfu'un with dhamma, becomes لا يزال بلال مريضا منصوب خبر لا يزال. Another example with a feminine noun. مريم طالبة, meaning مريم is a student. لا تزال, لا يزال, لا تزال, لا تزال مريم طالبة, طالبة. Okay, in the original sentence, مُبْتَدَى and خَبَرْ both are مَرْفُونَ. مَرْيَمُ طَالِبَةٌ لَا يَزَالُ مَرْيَمُ. Here, مَرْيَمُ is what? إِسْمُ لَا يَزَالُ. Remains مَرْفُونَ. But as far as طَالِبَةٌ, it becomes خَبْرُ لَا يَزَالُ مَنْسُوبٌ. So from طَالِبَةٌ, it becomes طَالِبَةً. لَا تَزَالُ مَرْيَمُ طَالِبَةً. Maryam is still a student. What if the khabar of la yazalu, like the khabar of kana, is a shibha jumla, jawal majroor? For example, Ibrahimu fil mustashfa. Ibrahimu is the mubtada, marfu'un. Fil mustashfa is the khabar, but it's a shibha jumla. Harf jar, fi, a majroor, right? So in this case, the khabar of la yazalu, like the khabar of kana, if it's a shibha jumla, it remains unchanged. It doesn't become mansub, remains unchanged. So Ibrahimu fil mustashfa, la yazalu Ibrahimu في المستشفى. Ibrahim is still in the hospital. Any questions about لا يزالوا؟ لا يزالوا. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. نعم. نعم. Means that something is unchanged. It remains upon whatever it was before. It means it's unchanged. Zala means to change. Naam. La yazalu is unchanged. Naam. Naam. Fayyib, if you say la yazalu, it means something is still whatever it was before. It's unchanged. Yani, you used to own that house? You say to somebody, I used to own that house. And then he says, no, you still own it. It's unchanged. لا يزالو. It's still the same. Nothing has changed. Okay, whatever the condition was before, you want to say, it remains unchanged. It's still the same. So you say, لا يزالو. لا يزالو. Alright? Okay, the third point, and of course what we have covered here, with kana and la yazalu is the essence of this lesson. That's basically it. Okay? After that, yani, it's not anything of major significance. That's difficult at all. Point number 3. Page 80, English key in the back of the book. Lesson 25. Lesson 25. Akhi, do you have book 2 or book 1? Book 1? We usually do book 1 on Sunday from 12 o'clock. Until 2:30, and 2:30 to 4:30 we do book 2. You're welcome. You're welcome. No problem. Anytime, today and otherwise. But I was just letting you know that I thought that looked like book 1, so I said let me just check before you start looking for it. You know, and you won't find what we are reading here. Fine. All right. So we're in lesson 25, book 2, English key in the back of the book, page 80, bottom of the page. Last paragraph, number 3. The I'rab of Abun and Akhun. The I'rab of Abun and Akhun. We have learnt in book 1 that when these two words are mudawfun, yani they're in idalfa with another word, an idalfa construction, they take a waw. For example, Akhuhu, Abuka. أخو حامد أبو بلال. What we are saying here, right, is that these two words, أخن and أبن, if they are connected with another word, whether it's a pronoun like هو or ها or كا or كم, or whether it's a regular noun, a common noun like محمد or whatever, okay, whenever they are in idalfa with another word, you add a waw to that word akh or ab. You add a waw. So it becomes, instead of abuka, it becomes abuka. Instead of akhuka, it becomes akhuka. Like a normal word, you add a pronoun, ka, you say kitabun, kitabuka. You just take off the tanween and add the pronoun. Kitabuka, kitabuhu, kitabuha, kitabukum. Right? But with these words, these are from Al-Asma Al-Khamsa, five nouns in Arabic language that have a special ruling. Instead of just adding, taking off the tanween from Abun and adding the pronoun and saying Abuka, no, you have to add a waw. So it becomes Abuka. Instead of just adding, taking off the tanween from Akhun, you don't say Akhuka, but rather you say Akhuka. And that's the same whether you add a pronoun, you connect the pronoun to it in idalfa, or you connect a regular noun, a common noun. It doesn't matter. Whenever you put it in idalfa, then you have to add a waw to the word ab or akh. This waw that's added is the nominative ending. This waw indicates that the word is nominative. It's marfu'un. However, if it is in the accusative case, the waw changes to alif, meaning the alif is the indication that it is mansubun, not fatha, but rather fatha alif. And likewise, in the genitive case, if it is majrurun, instead of the sign that it's majrur being kasra, it becomes kasra ya. Okay, so the same thing, dhamma indicates that a word is, a noun is marfoon, but with these words, you have to add a waw, dhamma waw. If it is majrurun, a normal noun, when it's majrur, it takes kasra. But with these words, it takes kasra ya. And with normal nouns, if it's in the accusative case, mansoob, it takes fatha. But in these words, it takes fatha alif. So what we mean is that the vowel ending on the normal noun that indicates it being marfoon or majroorun or mansoobun is elongated. Dhamma becomes dhamma waw, kasra becomes kasra ya, fatha becomes fatha alif. It's clear? And that is all it is to it. So here are some examples. The waw in the nominative, the waw is the nominative ending. In the accusative case, the waw changes to alif, and in the genitive case, the kasra, which would have been a kasra, becomes ya. For example, marfu, nominative case, aina abuka. Aina abuka, where is your father? Instead of abuka, it becomes elongated to abuka. Page 81, top of the page. Mansub, accusative case. A'rifu abaka. Instead of a'rifu abaka, abaka wa fatha becomes fatha alif. Abaka. And majrur, genitive case. Mada qulta li abika. Mada qulta li Abika, what did you tell or what did you say to your father? Li Abika. Instead of Li Abika, it becomes Li Abika. Naam, question? Huh? Tayyib. Here's an example for the word Akh. Akhu. The word Akh. If it is marfoon, you say, for example, Aina Zahaba Akhuha. Where did her brother go? Not Akhuha, but rather Akhuha. Mansub, yani case, if it is accusative, Araita Akhaha. Instead of Araita Akhaha, we say Akhaha. Did you see her brother? And majrur case, yani when it is genitive, أَذَهَبْتَ إِلَىٰ أَخِيهَا. Not إِلَىٰ أَخِيهَا, but rather إِلَىٰ أَخِيهَا. Did you go to her brother? Is it clear? Okay, this is a simple matter, really. This is just a matter of what? نعم, فضل. This is just a matter of what? That there are special words in Arabic language. There are five of them. According to some scholars, six. And according to what the Sheikh has said here, he's working with four of them. Okay, وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. But these words, like ab and akh, these words, whenever they are in idhafa, that's when this rule comes into play. If they're in idhafa, an idhafa construction, mudhafun, mudhafun ilay. If they are not in idhafa, then they work like every other word. Okay, if they're not in idhafa, they're like any other word. They take fatha, kasra, and dhamma according to its position in the sentence. But when they're in idhafa, that's when you have to elongate the vowel that indicates its i'rab. From kasra to ya, from dhamma to waw, from fatha to alif. When they're in idhafa only. If you understand that, khalas, it's easy. No problem. He had his hand up first. And his question is going to be more troublesome. So let's take the difficult one first. Now. Okay, where are we at? On which page? 80 or 81?
81.
On which page are you on?
81.
On page 81?
Yeah.
On page 81?
Yeah, well, you just went over.
Yeah, help me to see where you're at. Okay, yeah. What line? First line, second line, third line?
The second one is this mark four.
The fourth sentence? Aina dhahaba akhuha?
No.
Huh? Aina dhahaba akhuha? Oh, mine says, where did her brother go? So your book says, where did
your
brother go? Okay, so that would definitely be a mistake in the translation. Now, so whoever has that that one, that's the book that's published in England, UK, the one with the blue one, the more recent printing from UK, that has the English key in the back of the book, it has the wrong translation in it. Now. Alright? Yeah. It's the same. It's just, they printed it a few times, but it's the same, yeah. Okay, after that?
The mass of the people that speak Arabic, you know, they speak Arabic, they speak Arabic, Greek, Chinese, they say this is the Portuguese, they say this.
Abuka, Abika, Abaka?
Yes.
The mass of the people that speak Arabic, yani Arabic speaking people you're talking about. Yeah, the common people, they might not acknowledge these grammatical any changes. They might not acknowledge it. Sometimes in colloquial language, they have their own twisted way that they use the words that is not correct, you know, in Arabic language, but, I mean, colloquial language, right? Colloquial language. It is twisted, distorted, polluted, corrupted.
They don't say
Abi. Now. Abuya, now. Even Sudan, a lot of countries, they use the same kinds of expressions. But that's not correct Arabic. Okay? Yeah, that's Amiya. And, Yani, it is what it is, right? Same way you people speak English. Twisted, corrupted, polluted. They do the same thing with Arabic. Alright? So, we can excuse them, inshallah. So that we can be excused also. Alright, that's it? Oh, Allahu Akbar. Salahuddin. Abun, Akhun, Famun. Naam. Dhu. Remember, Dhu means Sahib? Naam. And I think that's the one that he is using in the book here. He's saying four. Okay, they're saying four. So we're going with those four. But actually, there's also. Yani, I mean, Allahu A'lam, it's more correct and Allah knows best. It's five.
What's
five
now.
What's what?
Hamun
means like your in-law. Like a woman's, like her husband's brother.
Yeah.
Now, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hamu, Maut. Maut. Death. Naam. That means that her brother-in-law is dangerous. Extremely dangerous. She should never be alone with him. She should never let him in the house and her husband is not there. As her husband's brother, he has no right to enter the house in the absence of his brother. Because he is dangerous, like death. Now, alright, okay, number four. Page 81, English key in the back of the book. Fourth point. Min qablu. Min qablu. We know that qabla with fatha and ba'da with fatha are always mudafun. For example, dhahabtu ila al-masjidi qabla al-adhani. Qabla al-adhani. Before the adhan. Wa raja'tu ba'da al-salati. Ba'da al-salati. And I returned after the salat. And I went to the masjid before the adhan. Alhamdulillah. Even before the adhan. Can any of us say that? Do we ever go to the masjid before the adhan? Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah.
Sure.
Now, maybe you're the mu'adhin. You gotta get to the masjid before the adhan. Now.
You said that Qabla, you said the number four said, Min Qablu. We know that Qabla.
Are always mudafun. Yani that whenever you use the word qabla and ba'da, there's always going to be a word after it. That word is mudafun ilayhi. But now we will learn that sometimes the mudafun ilayhi from it can be deleted, can be omitted. and then we're going to get a new rule with it. Okay? That's your question?
No. I don't want to be the specific, but this says
Qablu
and Ba'du.
Yours says Qablu and Ba'du? Yeah. We know that Qablu and Ba'du are always mudafun.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. It should be Qabla and Ba'da.
I don't know what it says.
Alhamdulillah, it's just printed wrong.
Yeah.
Qabla and Ba'da. This is what we had before. Qabla and Ba'da. The noun that comes after is Mudawfun ilayhi majroor. Okay? So Qabla and Ba'da are always written with Fatha. Okay? Except when we come to the new rule now. When the Mudawfun ilayhi is omitted. It's understood, but it's not spoken. It's not written. Okay? In that case, then it's going to be mabniun ala dhamma. That's where you're going to get this min qablu. That's how you're going to get this kind of expression. We know that qabla and ba'da are always mudawfun, meaning they're always in an idafa construction. The qabla and ba'da is always going to be mudawfun, and the noun that follows it is going to be mudawfun ilayhi majroor. That's the rule that we had up until now. For example, dhahabtu ila al-masjid qabla al-adhani. So al-adhan is mudawfun ilayhi majroor. Wa raja'tu ba'da as-salati. As-salati is mudawfun ilayhi majroor. Okay? So the qabl and ba'd is mudawfun, and the noun following is mudawfun ilayhi. If the mudawfun ilayhi that's connected to an idafa is omitted, is deleted, meaning when you're speaking, you don't say it, you don't express the mudawfun ilayhi. Or when you're writing, you don't write the mudawfun ilayhi, the word that should be there. You don't write it. You don't say it. But it's understood that it's there, that there's something there. But we don't say it. So if you leave it out, you omit it. In this case, it says, the qabla with fatha and ba'da with fatha becomes indeclinable. It becomes what? Mabniyun. It becomes mabniyun. And they always have dhamma in this case. When does it become mabniyun ala dhamma? When the mudawfun ilayhi is omitted. It's understood, but it's not spoken, it's not written. It's there in the meaning, but you don't say it. Okay? It's understood what it should be. So if you leave it out, if you don't speak it, you don't express it, you don't write it, then the qabla and ba'da become qablu and ba'du. Mabniun ala dhamma. Okay, for example, Abi al-ana mudirun. My father is now a headmaster, a director, a principal of a school. Wa kana min qablu mudarrisan. And before that he was a teacher. This sentence is understood to be what? Wa kana min qabla dhalika. Min qabla dhalika. But because you left out dhalika, before that, he was a teacher, you left out dhalika. So because you left out dhalika, the mudawfun ilayhi has been omitted, therefore, qabla or ba'da becomes mabniyun ala dhamma. So it takes dhamma instead. Instead of fatha, it takes dhamma. So in this case, you say what? Wa kana min qablu. Instead of, wa kana min qabla dhalika. Min qabla with fatha, dhalika. وَكَانَ مِنْ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُدَرِّسًا. And before that he was, before that, he was a teacher. But we left out ذَلِكَ. So because the مُضَافُ الْإِلَيْهِ is deleted, it is omitted, so قَبْلَ with فَتَّ becomes قَبْلُ with ضَمَّ مَبْنِيٌ. مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى ضَمَّ. In this sentence, مِنْ قَبْلُ is for, يعني in place of, مِنْ قَبْلِ ذَلِكَ. مِنْ قَبْلِ ذَلِكَ. Before that. That is, before being a headmaster. Before being a headmaster. But the mudawfun ilayhi, dhalika, has been omitted. And this is really the point here, that qabla and ba'd, these two words, if the mudawfun ilayhi is omitted, it becomes mabniyun ala dhamma. Here's an example of ba'd. أذهب الآن إلى مكتبتي. I'm going now or now going to the library. وسأذهب إلى المسجد. And I shall or I will go to the masjid من بعد. من بعد. Here, the word بعد, its مضاف إليه has been deleted, in which case it becomes مبني على الضمة. Here, من بعد is in place of من بعده or من بعد ذلك, after it or after that. Meaning, I shall go to the masjid after it. يعني after going to the maktaba, to the library, or after that. I shall go to the masjid after that. Right now I am going to the library, and I shall go to the masjid after that, or after it. In any case, whatever is understood to be the possible mudawfun ilayhi, when it is omitted, when it is deleted, then qabla and ba'da become mabniyun ala dhamma. And another example of this from the Quran, لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. The decision of the matter before and after is only Allah's. Yani, the decision in the matter, الْأَمْرُ, Allah is the one who controls the matter before and after. Yani, before it is executed, and after it is executed. Yani Allah has decreed something to be, and it is His decision before and after. Yani He has the control over the matter always. Okay, so this is also a simple matter. It's just a matter of remembering that these two words, qabl and ba'd, that normally they take fatta, unless in the sentence they may be changed to majroor by a preposition or something, but normally they take fatta. And if the mudafun ilayhi is deleted, then it's no longer mu'arab. It doesn't change. Its vowel ending is no longer changeable. Rather, it remains fixed. Mabniyun ala dhamma. If the mudafun ilayhi is deleted. Naam. Amma ba'du. Naam. Naam. As far as what is after that. Amma ba'da dhalika. But we're leaving out dhalika. And as for what comes after that, we are not taking the mudafun ilayh, so it becomes amma ba'du. Jazakallah khair. Good example. The last point in this lesson that we want to look at is a wazn, a plural wazn that is mamnoon min as-sarf. And we had a lot of awzan that are mamnoon min as-sarf, especially broken plurals and others, right? Words that are mamnoon min as-sarf. So here's a wazn that, a plural wazn that's mamnoon min as-sarf. For the word maridun, its plural is marada, wa fatta alif maksura, marada. This plural form is a diptote, meaning it is mamnu' min as-sarf, and so has no tanween. As a result of that, right, it does not take tanween. Here are some more examples. The plural of qatilun, one who is killed, is qatla. The plural of asirun, a prisoner, is asra. The plural of jarihun, a wounded person, is jarha. And the plural of ahmaqu, a stupid person, is hamqa. Hamqa. Now, so what we are saying here, right, is this type of plural wazn, hamqa, jarha, asra, marada, this wazn is mamnoon min as-sarf, does not take tanween. As far as the vocabulary in the right column of the new words, we have mutaqaidun, which means someone who has retired from work. Jami'u anha'i al-alami, means all parts of the world, from all sides of the earth, from everywhere, means. Literally, means everywhere. Taraka yatruku fatta dhamma, yani fatta in the madi, and dhamma in the mudari on the ayn of this verb, yani the middle letter. Taraka yatruku means to leave. Allafa, with shadda on the lam, allafa, yu'allifu, means to write a book, to author a book. The one who wrote the book is called the mu'allif, the one who has allafa kitaban. On the left column, allafa means to author, to write something. Naam, that's possible also, to bring together, because that's what the writer does, right? Brings a lot of information together and makes it into a book. He just collected a lot of stuff. Of course, nobody invented anything new. He collected it from what came before him, and he wrote a new book, right? أَلَّفَ قُلُوبَهُمْ نَعَمْ Allah أَلَّفَ قُلُوبَهُمْ نَعَمْ Ambassador, سَفِيرٌ مُفَتِّشٌ Inspector. مُفَتِّش شُرْطِيٌ is a policeman. شُرْطِي is شَدَّ on the ya. And عَمِيدٌ is the dean of a faculty. يعني the dean of the college. The عَمِيد. يعني a university may have different faculties, right? Different colleges. The College of Sharia, College of Hadith, College of Quran, College of Arabic Language, College of Da'wah, like this. So each college, each kulliyah has a head of it. That's called the Amid. Naam. And the head of the whole university is the Rais. Alright. Any questions about these matters?
Rais naam. Also
means president. Rais means president. Naam. From Ra'at, the head. Naam.
Who is that person?
The verse? Which surah is it in? I'm not sure. Nobody has a marjam? Fahras al-Quran? Don't you have them in those stupid telephones? Nobody has a stupid phone here? Huh? It's alright. It's not critical. You can find it, inshallah. You can find it. You can look in the index. If you have a marjam, or if you have on the computer, you can just look it up, inshallah. Type, Arabic text, lesson 25, page 167. Ad-darsu al-khamisu wal-ishruna. Ad-darsu al-khamisu wal-ishruna. The 25th lesson. Okay, we want to read this lesson as we normally do. Trying to pay attention especially to the new grammatical rules that we're taking in this lesson. And secondly, of course, we want to read it for comprehension. Make sure we understand what we're reading, vocabulary. And also, as a review of some of the previous grammatical points that we had in previous lessons, wherever they may be, pay attention. Sometime I may ask questions about old rules that we had a long time ago. Alright, so pay attention, please. Focus, inshallah. Translate for me. Al-Mudarris, Aina Anwaru Ya Umar? Ya Umaru. Where's Anwar? Oh, Umar. Umar says, La Adri, Ra'ituhu Qabla Qaleelin. Kana Waqifan Kharij Al-Fasli. What is the meaning? La Adri? I don't know. رأيته قبل قليل. I saw him a little while ago. قبل قليل. قبل وفتها. قليل. مضاف إليه مجرور. كان واقفا خارج الفصل. What is the meaning? He was standing outside of the classroom. Okay. What is the إعراب of واقفا? Huh? خبر كان. How do we know it's خبر كان? منسوب. Where's the اسم كان? Huh? It's hidden. دمية مستطر. تقديره هو. طيب. كان هو واقفا. The اسم كان is دمير مستطر. The hidden pronoun. That's understood to be what? هو. كان هو. واقفا خارج الفصل What is the Arab al-Fasli? Mudafun ilayh. And what is the Arab of Kharij? That's a little more difficult. أحسنت أحسنت ما شاء الله مفعول فيه ظرف المكان. Where is he standing? خارج, outside of the classroom. That's ظرف المكان مفعول فيه. طيب المدرس says كيف حال عمار الآن يا سعد. What is the meaning? نعم, how is Ammar's condition now, O Sa'd? كان مريضا منذ أسبوع. نعم, he was sick since or for 1 week. For a week now he has been sick. Sa'd says, لا يزال مريضا يا فضيلة الشيخ. Meaning? He is still sick. Oh, virtuous, noble Sheikh. Naam. He is still sick. Al-Mudarris, يعني فضيلة الشيخ is a title of respect. يعني students showing respect for his teacher, saying فضيلة الشيخ. But, I mean, normally, فضيلة الشيخ is normally this kind of expression is used for like, you know, well-known, established, يعني big scholar, you know. It's not just used generally for everybody. But, يعني, it's okay. Naam, we can go with it. No problem. المدرس سمعت أنه يريد أن يترك المستشفى ويرجع إلى بيته. الصحيح هذا؟ نعم, سمعت أنه يريد أن يترك المستشفى. What does that mean? I heard أنه, that he يريد, wanted or wants أن يترك المستشفى. He wants to leave the hospital. ويرجع إلى بيته. And return to his house. الصحيح هذا؟ Is this correct? Is this true? لا. هذا غير صحيح. No, this is not true. غير صحيح. Remember that the noun that comes after غير is always مضاف إليه. مضاف إليه, like غير المغضوب مضاف إليه مجرور, غير المغضوب عليه ولا الضالين. طيب هذا غير صحيح. المدرس ماذا يعمل أبوك يا إبراهيم؟ Yeah, what does your, oh Ibrahim, what does your father do for work? What is his occupation? What is his work? What does he do for a living? سَمَعْتُ أَنُّهُ وَزِيرٌ. I heard that he's a minister in the government. Ibrahim says, كَانَ وَزِيرًا قَبْلَ سَنَتَيْنِ هُوَ الْآنْ سَفِيرٌ. نعم, كَانَ وَزِيرًا. He was a minister. قبل سنتين. 2 years ago. هو الآن سفير. He is now an ambassador. ما شاء الله. كان وزيرا. Okay, what is the Arab of وزيرا? كبر كان منسوبا. وعلامة نصبه فتحة. And the اسم كان is what? دمير مستطر تقديره هو كان هو وزيرا قبل سنتين هو الآن سفير. المدرس وماذا يعمل أبوك يا عمرو؟ يا عمرو. نعم, أو عمرو, what does your father do? يعني what kind of work does he do? يا عمرو قال لي أحد زملائك إنه مدرس. قال لي أحد زملائك, one of your classmates or colleagues. He is classmate. It means classmate. He's talking about a student, right? one of your classmates, قال لي أحد زملائك إنه مدرس. Said, indeed, verily, he is a teacher. Why is it إنه and not إنه? Because of قال, mashallah. What about قال? No, that's correct. But why? What about قال? Huh? يعني, whenever you have إن is always after قال or يقول أقول. Okay, or in the beginning of a sentence. Other than that, if it's not in the beginning of a sentence, not after qala, or its derivatives, then it's bi-anna. It's always bi-anna, unless it's in the beginning of a sentence or after qala, yaqulu, waqul. Tayyib. Amrun says, kana mudarrisan min qablu. Kana mudarrisan min qablu. Meaning? He was a teacher before. Yani min qabl. Here it is mabniun ala dhamma because what? Because of حذف مضاف إليه, the deletion or omission of مضاف إليه. وهو الآن موجه في المدارس الثانوية. He is now what? Inspector. What? في المدارس الثانوية. In the high schools. Plural. المدارس is the plural of what? المدرسة. نعم. في المدارس الثانوية. الثانوية means secondary school or high school. المدرس says, وماذا يعمل أبوك يا يعقوب? What does your father do? Oh, يعقوب. يعقوب says, كان شرطيا وهو الآن متقاعد. Meaning? He was a policeman. But now he is living the life of Raleigh. Calling out. متقاعد. المدرس. يا أبا بكر. قلت لي قبل ثلاث سنوات. إن أباك عميد كلية الهندسة. أمتقاعد هو الآن? يا أبا بكر. Meaning? Oh, Abu Bakr. What is the I'rab of Aba here? Huh? Aba Bakr. What is the I'rab of Aba? Could it be marfoon? Okay, wait a minute. One at a time. I can't understand five different people at one time. Nah, mashallah, we could all make dua to Allah at the same time, asking for different things, no problem. I can only understand one person at a time. Now, that's a good explanation. But what is the I'rab? Okay, it's munada. Majrurun, mansubun, marfu'un. It's munada, mansubun. Uh-huh. Walamatu nasbi. Alif. Limada? Because mudaf, so every time a word is mudafun, it's always mansub?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, when it's preceded by ya, the munada, we already know it's preceded by ya, right? It's munada. Munada means preceded by ya. It's munada, tayyib. It's mansub. Why is it mansub? Because it's munada mudafun. Because the munada is normally marfun with dhamma. But it's mansub here because it's munada mudawfun. Wa alamatu nasbihi is alif because it is min asma al-khamsa. Min al-asma al-khamsa. Okay, two important points here. That it's munada naam, but munada is marfu'un. But here it's mansub. Why is it mansub? Because munada mudawfun. Okay, we know it's mansub, but the sign of it being mansub is not factor, it's alif. Why is it alif? Because it is from al-asma al-khamsa. So these are two points. Munada, mudawfun, and asma al-khamsa. Okay? Ya Aba Bakrin, kultu li qabla thalathi sanawatin. What's the meaning of this? Kulta li. Yeah, you said to me, qabla thalathi sanawatin. 3 years ago, inna abaka amidun. Amidu kulliyat al-handasati. Indeed, your father is the dean of the college of Hendasa. Engineering. أَمُتَقَاعِدٌ هُوَ الْآنَ. Is he retired now? Abu Bakrin, la, la yazalu amidan. Meaning? He is still. Yani is he mutaqaid? La, no. La yazalu amidan. He is still an amid. Al mudarris, ya akhtaru. Ya akhtaru. What does that mean? Ya akhtaru. That's what? That's somebody's name. That's somebody's name. Ya akhtaru. Sami'tu anna akhaka tabibun shahirun wa ya'tihi al-marda min jami'i anwa'i Pakistana. As-sahihun hadha? Sami'tu anna akhaka tabibun shahirun. What does it mean? Now, I heard that your brother is a tabibun shahirun, a famous doctor. Wa ya'tihi al-marda min jami'i anha'i Pakistana. The sick person? Does that mean the sick person? Huh? It's jam. The sick people come to him. From all over Pakistan. As-sahihun hadha? Is this true? Akhta, naam. Hadha sahihun ya fadilata shaykhi. Yes, this is true. O noble, virtuous shaykh. Al-mudarris, ya Uthmanu, idhhab ila al-maktabati wa hati al-juz'a al-thalitha min lisan al-Arabi. Meaning? Oh, Uthman. Go to the library. Wahati. And bring this al-juz al-thalith. Here, juz means third part, or here it means volume. The third volume. It's a big dictionary. Okay? Bring the third volume min lisan al-Arab. Lisan al-Arab is the title of the book. Lisan al-Arab, the most famous Arabic dictionary in the world. Lisan al-Arab. Hashim says, Ya Fadilat al-Shaykhi, أَذُنُّ أَنَّ لِسَانَ الْعَرَبْ مُعَجَمٌ. Meaning? Naam, O Fadilat al-Shaykh. I think? Is it I think or I thought? I think. Is it Madi or Mudari? It's Mudari, naam. Adhunnu. Dhanna is past tense. Dhanna. Yadhunnu is Mudari. Adhunnu. Ana adhunnu anna lisan al-Arabi mu'ajamun. Meaning? I think that lisan al-Arab is a dictionary. Mu'ajam. Al-Mudarris, naam. Huwa mu'ajamun. كبير في 20 جزءا. Meaning? It is a big dictionary. Did he say فيه or he said في 20 أيها in 20 volumes. يعني في 20 جزءا mean it consists of 20 volumes. Big volumes. Hashim says, لمن هو يا فضيلة الشيخ؟ لمن هو؟ Who wrote it? Who is the author of it? لمن literally means to whom does it belong, but here in reference to a book it means who authored it. لمن هو؟ Who is the author of it, يا فضيلة الشيخ؟ المدرس هو لابن منظور. هو لابن منظور. Meaning? It belongs to, literally, but we mean here what? It is authored by Ibn Manzoor. Yarji Uthman. What does this mean? Uthman is returning at this moment. Uthman says, Al-Maktabatu Mughlaqatun. مغلقة الآن يا شيخ. Meaning? Library is closed right now, oh Sheikh. يقولون إنها كانت مفتوحة إلى ذان الظهر. يقولون they said past tense. They are saying. They are saying. Verily, indeed, it was maftuhatan, open, ila adhan al-zuhri. Up until the adhan of zuhur, kanat maftuhatan. What is the i'rab of maftuhatan? It's mansub. Khabaru kanat. منسوب علامة نصبه فتحة. واسم كانت. What is the اسم of كانت؟ اسم ضمير مستطير تقديره هي. And هي is referring back to المكتبة. المكتبة. طيب المدرس يا عباس قل لأخيك الذي يدرس في السنة الثانية يأتني غدا. Meaning? Oh Abbas, say to your brother who is studying in the second year, come to me tomorrow. Tell him to come to me tomorrow. سأقول له إن شاء الله. نعم. ها؟ He says to him, I will. سأقول. س is حرف استقبال. استقبال. مستقبل. سأقول له. I will say to him. Or I will tell him. يعني I will tell him what you ask me to tell him. إن شاء الله. إن شاء الله. نعم. طيب. All right. Comprehension. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. أين كان أنوار واقفا؟ Where was Anwar standing? Huh? نعم. خارج الفصل. Outside of the classroom. أيريد عمار أن يترك المستشفى؟
لا.
ها؟ هذا غير الصحيح. نعم. Number three. من الذي أبوه سفير؟ يعني whose father is an ambassador؟ نعم. أبو إبراهيم. نعم. هو سفير. من الذي أبوه شرطي؟ أبو يعقوب. ويعقوب أبوه شرطي. من ذهب إلى المكتبة؟ من ذهب إلى المكتبة؟ من؟ عثمان ذهب إلى المكتبة. أن من ألف لسان العربي؟ ابن منذر. من أمين كم في كم جزءا هو؟ هو في 20 جزءا. And finally, أكانت المكتبة مفتوحة؟ ها؟ طيب somebody give me an answer. One person. Give me an answer. أكانت. The question was أكانت المكتبة مفتوحة؟ نعم. كانت مفتوحة إلى أذان الظهر. Okay, that's one answer. Another answer. Anybody else have an answer?
No.
كانت مغلقتا. كانت مغلقتا. It was closed. Yani it was closed when he went there, but as he said, it was open before the adhan of dhuhr. طيب. التمرين الثاني. اقرأ المثالين. اقرأ المثالين ثم أدخل كان على الجمل الآتية. Read the two examples and then introduce كان to the following sentences. يعني use كان with the following sentences. For example, حامد مريض الآن. حامد is sick right now. Introduce كان. كان حامد مريضا أمس. Okay. In the original sentence, حامد is مبتدأ مرفوع. مريض is خبر مرفوع. In the new sentence, حامد is اسم كان مرفوع. المريض is خبر كان منصوب. And what is the إعراب of أمس? مفعول في ظرف الزمان. أمسي مبني على كسرة. مبني على كسرة. يعني normally the مفعول في is منصوب, accusative, right? But this one is مبني على كسرة. Second example, زينب طالبة. زينب طالبة. زينب مبتدأ مرفوع. طالب خبر مرفوع. Introduce كان. كانت زينب طالبة. كانت زينب طالبة. Meaning زينب was a student. So زينب here becomes اسم كانت and طالبة خبر كانت منصوب وعلامة نصبه فتحة. Okay. I'll read the sentence. You change it with كان. Number one, ya Abdul Haq. Al-ma'u baridun. Kana al-ma'u baridan. Meaning? The new sentence means what?
The water was cold.
The water was cold. Naam. Number two. Al-babu maftuhun. كان الباب مفتوحا. Meaning the new sentence,
the door was open.
النافذة مغلقة. جيد. كانت النافذة مغلقة. Meaning
the window was closed.
Number four, هاشم مدرس. كان هاشم مدرسا. Meaning هاشم was a teacher. Number five, يا إبراهيم. الرجل نصراني. كان الرجل نصرانيا ثم أسلم. ثم أسلم فأصبح مسلما. Then he entered into Islam and he became a Muslim. والحمد لله. نعم. Number six. الجو بارد. الجو بارد. كان الجو باردا. Meaning what is الجو يا أبو بكر؟ The weather.
The weather.
The weather The weather was cold. Naam, number 7. Al-mudiru jalisun fi gurfatihi. Read it one more time, a little bit louder so I can hear you. Did anybody hear what he said clearly? Did he say, Kana al mudiru jalisun fi ghurfati? كان المدير جالسا في غرفتي جالسا ها slow down. Is that what you're saying? جالسا
كان المدير
في غرفتي is correct. طيب what about جالس or جالسا, which one is correct? Is remain the same. What is the اعراب of جالس in this sentence, according to your interpretation? What is this i'rab? Huh? Jalisan? Why is it jalisan? Almost. Khabaru kana. Naam. Khabaru kana. Fi ghurfatihi is ja wal majroor. Naam, like you said, it's correct, like you said. Al-mudiru, kana al-mudiru jalisan, jalisan wa fatha, fi gurfatihi, fi gurfatihi. Meaning? Naam. The director, on an angle, brother, on an angle, this way. Yes. The director was sitting in his room. Okay, kana al-mudiru jalisan. Okay, al-mudiru ismu kana jalisan. Khabaru kana mansubun wa lamatu nasbihi fatha. Number 8. Hadhihi as-sa'atu rakhisatun. Naam, ya Umar. Number 8. Oh, skip, okay. Number 8, yeah, Abdul Haq. كانت هذه الساعة رخيصة. رخيصة. Meaning?
This watch was
Naam, this watch was inexpensive. It was inexpensive. And then they played with the monetary market and they made believe it was expensive now. And they made you pay more money for it, even though it wasn't worth one dime more. Number 9. Umaru Rajulun Ghaniyun. طيب كان عمر رجلا غنيا. غنيا. What is the Arab of غنيا?
Not.
Not. طيب. So we say that it is a not. منسوب. علامة نصبه فتحة. Number 10. عمنا عمنا مدير مدرسة. عمنا مدير مدرسة.
كان عمنا مدير مدرسة.
كان عمنا مدير مدرسة. What is the إعراب of مديرة؟ خبر كان منسوب علامة نصبه فتحة وهو مضاف إلى مدرسة. The إعراب مدرسة مضاف إليه مجرور علامة جره كسرة. طيب, here at the end this is just a note showing us that the original جملة اسمية for example is consisting or composed of المبتدأ which is always مرفوع and الخبر which is always مرفوع. So we have this example, حامد طالب. حامد is a student, حامد is the مبتدأ مرفوع and طالب is the خبر مرفوع. If we introduce كان to this جملة اسمية it becomes كان حامد طالبا. But now we change the name of المبتدأ to اسم كان مرفوع and the خبر to خبر كان منسوب. نعم, سؤال؟ Okay, all right. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah protect you from those people that you work with. Allah musta'an. طيب. So اسم كان is مرفوع and خبر كان is منسوب. All right. Attempt at يا صلاح الدين. الهاتف. فيكم بارك الله. هذا مفيد. For some people it is لازم. You must have it. You people cannot live without it. أما أنا فالحمد لله لا أحتاج. ها؟ طيب التمرين الثالث, اقرأ المثالين ثم أدخل لا يزال على الجمل الآتية علما بأن لا يزال من أخوات كان. اقرأ, read the two examples, then introduce لا يزال on the following sentences علما, knowing بأن that لا يزال is from أخوات كان. يعني it works the same as كان. For example, first example, إبراهيم نائم. إبراهيم is sleeping. لا يزال إبراهيم نائما منسوب. خبر لا يزال نائما منسوب. لا يزال إبراهيم نائما. آمنة ناعمة. آمنة is sleeping. لا تزال, لا تزال آمنة ناعمة, نائمة. آمنة is still sleeping. نعم. Somebody needs to wake up for Asr prayer. Okay, first sentence, okay. I'll read the sentence, you change it with لا يزال. هشام عزب. نعم, لا يزال هشام عزبا. عزبا, عزبا. نعم, meaning is it هاشم or هشام؟ هشام is still unmarried. He's still, what do they call it? Bachelor, huh? Single, نعم. Number two, المدرس جالس عند المدير. نعم.
لا يزال المدرس جالسا عند المدير.
لا يزال
المدرس
جالسا عند المدير. Meaning? The teacher is still sitting with the principal. He must be in hot water. Didn't come out yet. Number three. أحمد مريض. نعم.
لا يزال أحمد مريض.
لا يزال أحمد مريض أو مريضا. دون خبر لا يزال مريض. مريضا. أحمد is still sick. شفاه الله. Number four. الجو حار. نعم شيخنا. نعم
No, I think it's Abu Bakr's turn. Oh, we skipped you?
No,
we skipped both here.
He skipped both here?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sheikhina. That's a good explanation. Ashab al-Kharasi. Naam. Tayyib Ibrahim, we'll come back to you then. We'll come back to you. Huh? I mean, Abdul Halim. So we're up to what? Al-Jaw Harun. La yazalu al-Jaw Harun. Abharun.
This book say har.
Okay. Huh? Number 4. Arba. Naam. Number 5.
La tazalu al-maktabu mughlaqatan.
La tazalu with ta. La tazalu al-maktabatu mughlaqatan. What does it mean? The library is still closed. I said, al-maktabatu mughlaqatun. And he said, la tazalu al-maktabatu mughlaqatan. Next page, 171, top of the page, number 6. As-sayyaratu jadidatun. As-sayyaratu, naam?
La tazalu as-sayyaratu jadidatun.
لا تزال السيارة جديدة. Meaning? Meaning?
The car is still new.
Number 7. حامد غائب. لا يزال حامد غائبا. Meaning? Hamid is still absent. التمرين الرابع تأمل ما يلي. Contemplate, reflect upon, ponder over the following. We have three columns here. المرفوع, المنصوب, and المجرور. Okay, we see with a regular noun. دخل زميلك. Okay, زميلك. What is the إعراب of زميلك? طيب is مرفوع. نعم, that's the whole إعراب. Why is it مرفوع? Is it مبتدأ or the خبر? Thank you. Neither مبتدأ or خبر. It's the فاعل. ذهب زميلك. So we say the إعراب is what? زميل is the فاعل مرفوع. ولامة رفعه ضمة. دخل زميلك. And كا is ضمير مضاف إليه. Mabniyun. So we see here that the fa'il is marfu'un with dhamma. In the second, on the mansub, second sentence, ra'aytu zamilaka. Ra'aytu zamilaka. Here zamila has fatha. So what is the Arab of zamila? Mafulun bi. Huh? That's it? Mansub. Alamatu nasbihi fatha. And the third sentence, قلت لزميلك. Here, زميل here in this case has كسره. What is the إعراب of زميلي? مجرور. جاء المجرور. علامة جره كسره. Okay, so we know that the normal noun changed from مرفوع with ضمة to منصوب with فتح to مجرور with كسره. But with these أسماء الخمسة, five special nouns in Arabic language, if they are مرفوع, if they are marfoon, they also take dhamma, unless they are an idafa. But when they are an idafa, they don't take dhamma, but rather they take Dhamma, wow, to indicate that it's marfoon, when it's in idafa. And if it is mansoob, instead of fatta, it takes fatta, alif. And if it is majroor, instead of kasra, it takes kasra, ya. Okay, so we see, ja'a, abuka, the i'rab of abu is what? It's marfoon, why? Fa'il, fa'il marfoon, walamatu raf'ihi, or just say wow. Just say wow. It's dhamma wow, but we say the real sign of it is wow. The wow is incidental. It's already there. But what really the sign here is the wow. The wow. And that is because what? Because it is min al-asma al-khamsa. And then we see ra'ita abaka. Huh? The Arab of aba. مفعول بي منسوب ولامة نسبه ألف لأنه من الأسماء الخمسة قلت لأبيك the إعراب of أبي مجرور بحرف جاء لي ولامة جره يا لأنه من الأسماء الخمسة طيب and the same thing with the word أخ if it's in إضافة and it's مرفوع The sign that is marfoon is waw. If it's mansoobun, the sign that is mansoob is alif. And if it's majroor, the sign that it is majroor is ya. So we have qala akhuka. Akhu here is the what? Fa'il marfoon. Alamatu rafihi waw. Liannahu min asma al-khamsa. Sa'altu akhaka. Akha here is mafulun bi mansoob. Alamatu nasbihi alif. Liannahu min asma al-khamsa. هذا الكتاب لأخيك The إعراب of أخي here is مجرور بحرف جاء لي ولام تجره يا لأنه من الأسماء الخمسة طيب and this is easy and clear to us so we can easily quickly do these exercises and finish from this lesson so we can go to the more wonderful lesson that follows Can we save that after Ramadan? I don't have a bank account. Where am I save it at? Number five. At-tamreen al-khamis. Imla al-amakin al-khaliya bi abin. Fill in the blank spaces. What is the meaning of al-amakin? Places. What is the mufrad of amakin? Makan. الأماكن الخالية بأب So we want to use only the word أب in every sentence. Every empty space is going to take the word أب. But this exercise is to remind us of what? The word أب is from أسماء الخمسة. So when it is مرفوعاً, it doesn't just take ضمة, but rather it takes واو. And when it's منسوب, it takes ألف. When it's مجرور, it takes يا. That is what this exercise is all about. Pay attention. Changing the word ab from the different forms from abu to aba to abi. Number one. Abuna tajirun kabirun. Why is it abuna with waw? Because it's what? Mubtada. Mubtada marfu'un. Walamatu rafihi waw liannahu min asma al-khamsa. Next one. هذه السيارة لأبينا نعم حرف جاء لي مجرور أبي من أسماء الخمسة نعم تجره يا نمبر ثري أرأيت أرأيت is a fail right so what comes after the fail The maf'ulun bi. Maf'ulun bi is marfoon or majroorun or mansoobun. Mansoobun. So it will be what? Aba. Naam. Araita abana. Number four.
Aina zahaba
أبوك يا فاطمة أبوك يا فاطمة. Now, if you said that to her, alhamdulillah, inshallah, she's not Arab, she won't know the difference. But if she knows the difference, she will slap you. أبوك يا فاطمة. الله مستعان. Number 5. يا شيخنا. أبيك أباك وأبوك متى خرج أبوك يا علي What's the ending of علي يا علي يا he says منسوب Why is it منسوب Or you want to change it to علي Or maybe علي you Say none of the above. He doesn't want any of those. He wants Aliyu? Okay, Aliyu. Why is it Aliyu though? Anybody help me? Why is it Ya Aliyu? Because what? Because of the Ya and Nida. Because Ali here is the Munada, and the Munada is always Marfoon with Dhamma. Unless it is Mudaf. Then it becomes what? Aliya, but you got to put the mudaf ilayhi with it. Then it becomes mansub with fatha. Naam. Naam. Mata kharaja abuka. Why is it abuka? And not abaka or abika, huh? Fail. Number 6. Number six. Because originally this is a fi'l amr, right? From sa'ala yas'alu, it has to be is'al. Remember, brothers, the fi'l amr, right? Fi'l amr. Sa'ala yas'alu. Yas'alu has to take kasra. Is'al in the fi'l amr. Huh? It has fatah in the mudari, has to take kasra in the fi'l amr. Is'al. It's feminine, is'ali. It can't be as'al. As'al means, ana as'alu. Is'al fi'l amr. Is'ali. It's feminine, naam. Is'ali. أباك يا زينب number 7
أنا أبوك يا عثمان
أنا أعرف أبوك يا عثمان أعرف أبوك أبوك is the مفعول به right مفعول به مرفوع is it مفعول به أباك مفعول به منصوب أباك أنا أعرف أباك يا عثمان If you don't have أنا You don't need أنا أعرف means أنا right Same it doesn't make any difference أنا أعرف أعرف same thing no difference أعرف أباك يا عثمان Number 8 يا بلال
كتبت رسالة إلى أبيك
نعم يا بلال كتبت رسالة إلى أبيك نعم إلى أبيك مجرور بحرف جاء إلى Number 9 طيب سمعت أن إذا أبوك give him a chance إذا أبوك أبيك أباك okay let's say
The I'rab of Abu in this sentence. What is the I'rab of Abu in this sentence? Huh? The I'rab of it is that, okay, you want to say that it's mansub, but first before you say it's mansub, it's what? Is it the mubtada? Is it the khabar? Is it the fa'il? It's fa'il? No, it's not fa'il. The fa'il in this sentence is ana sami'tu. Ana sami'tu. Now, what is the I'rab in this sentence of Abu? Khabar? Mafoolun bi, huh? Mafoolun bi, huh? Sami'tu anna. Like, what about inna and akhawatuha? What did we learn about inna and akhawatuha? You have ism inna and khabru inna. And this is anna, it's from akhawatu inna. Anna. Ism inna or ism anna is what? Mansoob. Is mansoob. So Abu in this sentence is ism anna. It's mansoob. It's mansoob. The sign that it's mansoob is what? Alif. Alif. Because it's from Asma al-Khamsa. So sami'tu anna abaka. Abaka. Or abaha. Sami'tu anna abaha. Naam. Tabibun. Mashhurun. Yeah, we didn't have inna wa akhawatuha in a long time. No problem. This is a good reminder for us. Okay, at tamreen al-sadis. Imla al-amakin al-khaliya bi. Mashhur. Famous. Like shahirun, mashhurun. From the same exact root. Shahirun, mashhurun. Naam. Bilinglizia, famous, well known. Naam, at-tamreen al-sadis. Imla al-amakin al-khaliya bi akhin. This exercise, like the previous one, is dealing with asma al-khamsa, but this time every word that we're going to fill in the space with is going to be akh. Considering what? If it is mansoob, majroor, marfoon, how will it be indicated? Number one. Yes.
Aina abuka ya Salma?
Aina abuka ya Salma? Oh, I'm sorry. Akhuka. Aina akhuka? You know, I can't even hear. I thought you said abuka. I was just following you. But I mean, I'm older than you, so I shouldn't be following you, right? Aina akhuka ya Salma? Naam, number two. Aina, I'm sorry, Aina akhuki ya Salma. After this lesson, we're going to stop, inshallah. I'm tired. Aina akhuki ya Salma. Where is your brother, O Salma? Five, number two. Okay, akh. Akh in this sentence is the mubtada or the khabr? Or the ism inna. Fa'il. Fa'il is always what? Marfu'un. So akh in this sentence has to be marfu'un. It's the fa'il. So you're going to say kharaja? Akhuha. Ma'a? Every sentence is going to be used the word akh. Every space. Naam. Kharaja akhuha ma'a akhika. Ma'a akhika. Number three. Yani, her brother went out with your brother. Number three. Min akhika. What's wrong with this sentence though? Read it again for us, Abu Bakr. Listen up carefully. Read loud. I don't hear anything. Oh, okay. Read it the same way you read it the last time so we can fix it for you. He doesn't want to read it like that this time. نعم 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 time is running out in 5 seconds. نعم أخذت ألف ريالا من أخيك. Good. But what's wrong with alpha riyalan? Remember, with me and alf, the ma'adud has to be majroor. Singular, majroor. Singular, majroor. Naam, akhadtu alfa riyalin min akhika. Number 4. أظنّ أن أخوه طالب. What's wrong with this sentence? أن أخوه طالب. أن اسم أن. أن أخاه أظنّ أن أخاه طالب. Number 5. أبحث عن أخيك. Meaning? I'm searching for your brother in the lost and found. Okay, الكلمة الجديدة سفير جمع. What is the جمع of سفير? سفراء. What do we know about this word سفراء and this وزن? فعلاء. What do we know about it? It's from the broken plurals. What else? From the broken plural wazns that are ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, so safirun, the plural, sufara'u, without tanween. Amidun, and the jam is, umada'u. Same wazn, fu'ala'u, jam taksir, mamnu min al-sarf. Taraka yatruku, meaning, he left, mughlaqun, closed, or locked, maridun, sick. The jam of marid is marva. Allafa yu'allifu means what? To write a book, to author a book, writing something. Shurtiyun, and its plural is shurtatun. Shurta. Huh? Yeah, police. Al-mutaqaidun. Retired. أنا متقاعد والحمد لله وإياكم. Okay, we'll stop here inshallah. But I do want you to pay attention to the next lessons that are coming, especially matters related to الأفعال المعتلة. Really, these verbs are probably the most difficult topic we're going to take in this book, only because there's so many irregularities. Every single place you look, there's some irregular form of the verb. So those irregularities have to be memorized. That is really the difficulty. But if you read them one at a time, every time we take a lesson on one of the defective verbs, master that one. Don't take it lightly. Be on it. So that we go to the next one, you have this one, good. Because if you don't get it good and we get the next one, and then also it becomes difficult, and the third one, and it becomes more difficult, khalas, you are finished. Alright, one at a time, inshallah, one at a time, master it. Really carefully study it, examine it, look at where the defects at, identify them, read the explanation of it. Why is it defective? How does the form come like that? How is it derived in this defective manner? What's the reason behind it? In case you forget it and you understand how it came like that, you can figure it out. Okay, do the exercises carefully, try to do all of them. Some of these chapters have a lot of exercises. A lot of exercises. And again I said, if I had the ability to hold you here a little bit longer, Ibrahim, and delay you a little bit further, and call you to account, and punish you for not doing the homework, then I would give you a break, because I want to get a break, inshallah. طيب, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Next week, inshallah.